Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sianakal, our takeaway. This is fascinating because we've chatted about this with this week, this very disturbing and disconcerting events that are taking place in Sianakal.
Well, we sent a group of guys down to Sianakal for two purposes. One is we're literally about to launch a charter on rural safety. And we thought, well, we could be the voice of reason in this, heated atmosphere. And the other was to see, you know, what was happening. In fact, one of the guys to go down was Big Daddy Liberty. And it was just to get a sense of some of the things that our guys sort of saw and thought. They're basically the farming community and the local community, the groups that were there, were very quietly and very well behaved as a whole. And in fact, one of the guys said that it was actually extremely moving watching a group of farmers at the AFRI Forum station, should I put it that way, kneeling, one knee, taking off their hats to their hearts and bowing their heads in prayer. And then at the end of the gathering, they sang the Lord's Prayer. And the whole thing was, speeches, moderate speeches, preachers, pastors there to support the farmers. And apparently quite a strong sense of grieving occurring there. There were a few people spoiling for a fight, but in some of the other parts, because there were three farmer groupings, but they were largely held in check by the people leading those communities. In fact, two of the people who were very unhappy about not being closer to the court where the action was, and to, you know, essentially to moor a couple of EFF people, one was coloured and one was black. So any sort of preconceived ideas one might have of farming and farming communities are easily dashed.
Yeah.
And basically the feeling was that there wasn't racism to be found in Sianakal until it got bust in by the EFF. So basically the racism had to be brought into the community, and the EFF, they were well organized. Malema, Floyd Chivambo, and their marshals are extremely well organized and have a lot of control. When their guys look like getting out of hand, they sort of bring them in. The problem, of course, is that as soon as Julius Malema opens his mouth, A, the media pays huge attention and rebroadcasts it, and you have a half an hour of what's become rabid racism. So it's that sort of playing that cat and mouse game. And of course, the EFF, they pretended to come in to save or protect state property and ended up trashing bins, et cetera, et cetera. The EFF had no role there other than to be picked up by the media. But even then, the sense was that most of the people bussed in by the EFF, if you spoke to them long enough and rationally enough about the issues and their views on it, you could move the positions closer to a liberal standpoint. So it's very much EFF organization that makes sure that racist message gets passed on. And I just get the impression that there was something distasteful in the fact that the EFF was there as such a presence, which it can easily be, and it wasn't about them, it wasn't for them, it wasn't something that actually really concerned them. It was for the communities, farming and otherwise, of the Sianakal district. So that, all right, a really, really interesting experience for our guys. And as Big Daddy Liberty said, what the Sianakal community confirmed is our view of South Africans being decent, middle of the road, small C conservative.
That's hugely important to hear, because I must tell you, deep down I was wondering if this was not saying something more serious and worse than I wanted to believe. But I think you're right. I think the press were definitely pushing a line that sold papers. I do want to go to our SMS line where Hachamor weighs in and says, why is the book never thrown at Juju and his friends?
That's the million-dollar question. And I think part of this sort of these gatherings, this hyped-up racism, is to sort of provide some sort of future insulation when actually the criminal book is thrown at them, VBS, etc. So I think they're hoping to kind of create a sort of support base. But I mean, it was quite interesting because it was a very, very hot day, and there was a Christian group handing out Bibles and water, and a lot of the EFF guys sort of rushed for the water, and they rushed because it was hot and because the EFF had supplied them with nothing. So, you know, the human face of what South Africa can be really was on display. And the police demarcated areas and controlled them well, but they didn't get involved in any scuffles. And that really was interesting. Great, yeah. I think that there was a sort of, you know, the hangover of Marikana there. But they had arranged it really, really well.
So Benjamin's also weighing in, but he says, Simon, we don't have those panic-stricken birds here in the Magaliesberg area. I know, I live here. So there you go. This is a Parktown North special that you've got there. Tell it to keep quiet next time.
Ask him about the babblers.
The babblers. Okay. Sorry, thank you for your insights and, teaching me about babblers. I didn't know that. Looking forward to chatting to you next week.
Good. Okay.